Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. That's in Matthew 16:24. In Mark, it says this, And when Jesus had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. And then in Luke, it says this, in chapter 9:23, And he said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. I had always thought for many years, and I have always taught, that Jesus did not mean this literally, that it was a figurative language, that we're to deny our own will for the will of God and to take up the cross, until recently, until we all began to see those images of many of our Christian brothers and sisters, our brothers crucified, heads cut off, Christian women and children sold into sexual slavery, all because of their faith. And not just a few. Now it is in the many thousands of people. I don't know if my words will endure or how long they will stay around, but as long as they do, I'm going to encourage all of us who name the name of Christ to pray for the persecuted church and understand that the words of Jesus can be literal. And do you know what these people have taught us, these brave Christian people, is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And as Christ gave up his life for us, we can give up our life for him. I think every one of us wonders whether we can do that or not. I certainly do. But this is what I know, that these Christians who are so brave are ordinary men and women who are filled with the Holy Spirit, and their testimony about Jesus is more important than their life. I want us to pray today for the persecuted church. Let's pray. Father in heaven, before recently, we could not imagine taking up the cross. Not really. It was always just in my mind. It was figurative. Now I see that it can be literal. Things are closing in upon the Christian world. Even in areas where we seem to be the majority, persecution is coming. It's intensifying subtly and then more persistently and then with brutality and violence. I pray, O Lord God, that You would be with the persecuted church today, with those men and women. Give them strength, make their voices strong, and give them peace. And we will see them someday in heaven. O Lord Jesus, we call upon You that You would return. In Jesus' name, amen.